Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Is National Beer Day enough for you? Heck no, let's hit you with some stats.
Oh, okay.
Beer fun facts. Beer is the most popular alcoholic drink on the planet.
It's because it's cheap, it's cold, and it tastes good.
There you go. The world consumes more than 50 billion gallons of beer every year.
That makes sense.
Here's something that might surprise you. The Czech Republic leads the world in beer consumption per person.
Oh.
But China consumes the most beer overall.
Well, they have the most people.
Yeah.
So that made like that those stats are skewed a little bit.
Right, so there's your population.
That's funny.
You got to step it up here in the U.S., man. I don't like losing. I don't like losing to China, but I certainly don't like losing to the Czech Republic. Come on, guys.
Do you know what, though? I was going to say Czechoslovakia is very close to Poland, which is very close to where my people are from, and many in the coal region in this area. Yeah. Mount Carmel, Polish people, man, they can put them back.
So they're secretly rooting for the Czech Republic?
I think so.
I can't root for Ireland because there's just not enough people there.
Also, in Ireland, yes, that's where Guinness is from. But you're whiskey people.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So happy National Beer Day. What if your beer could talk? What if your beer could talk like Alexa?
Here are the top things your beer would say if it could talk. Let's see. Which one of these uglies am I going to make you wake up next to in the morning?
Oh, no.
Put the mug away and drink me out of the can.
Yeah.
You pompous jerk.
Okay.
Who in this bar should we arm wrestle tonight? You'll never understand how offensive 99 bottles of beer on the wall is to my people.
Okay.
What am I doing tonight? Trying to dissolve a urinal cake.
Oh.
And finally, I look forward to seeing you hugging your toilet again in a few hours. And that was the top things your beer would say if it could talk.
Okay, so maybe it's better off that her beer doesn't talk.
I just love when they do stuff with the, like, the
robot.
Yes,
yeah,
with the, like, robot voice. I just love it.
So do I. Well, there's your talking beer via Alexa. On the way, late night soundbite, Jimmy Fallon talks about beer drinking, no mask wearing, and a packed stadium in Texas, 100% capacity for the Rangers game yesterday.
Whoa. Hey, you know what, though? Texas is doing A-okay with their vaccine rollout, so I think they deserve it.
So that's why they're saying we're doing it. We don't care about the rest of the country. This is Texas.
That's pretty much Texas in a nutshell.
There it is. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Hey, I have a comment on your talking beer.
Okay.
There's actually a wine that does talk to you.
Okay.
It's called...
How does that happen?
19 Crimes. Well, it's called 19 Crimes. And
oh,
it has
yeah.
the QR code. You scan it, and the bottle actually talks to you. Like, the picture... His mouth actually moves and it talks to you. Creepiest thing ever.
Okay. I know that wine, and I own a few bottles of it, and I know that you could scan it and look up what crime is on your bottle, but I didn't know that. Now, is this an app that you have to go to so you could see the bottle talk?
No. You just turn on your camera and scan the QR code.
Okay. I'm not turning on my camera. That's what I'm doing. I just use the QR code. Okay.
Yep. And it literally tells you... You know, like what crime it was, who committed it, what they did. I mean, and like I said, his mouth and everything talked. It's so creepy.
Now I only had the audio part. That's what I was doing. I wonder, well, who wants to turn on their camera with a QR code?
Well, that's
kind of scary.
That's what you do with a QR code. You scan it with your camera and then it brings up either a website or I think she means you then have to hold it in front of the bottle.
Right. Okay, that's probably, I don't know. We were in upstate New York. This was about a year ago. We had about 10 bottles of this stuff. And we're like, look at this guy murdered somebody. Oh, look at this guy. He was arrested for jaywalking. It's like really funny.
Listen, people are obsessed with true crime, man. They are.
I guess, or the camera's on their phone. I don't know. Anyway, when is National Wine Day?
Maybe we should have this lady.
We should have this lady come in with all 19 crimes. And
oh, we missed it.
Oh, no.
Hold on. There are conflicting Google results.
Well, you know what? There's 20 national beer days, like today.
Okay. I'm sorry. National Drink Wine Day was February 18th.
Okay.
But National Wine Day in the United States is May 25th.
Hmm. Okay, we'll write those dates down. Thanks for the call on the Ford Fun Line. News is coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather. On the way, do you brag about your vaccine card? Do you just whip it out and show it to people?
No.
Well, it's becoming a thing and it's gone viral.
Are you referring to the gymnast?
Yes.
Oh,
coming
my
up
gosh.
Next, we'll show you something that happened during a sporting event that has gone viral, and now maybe people will follow along as well. It's all on the way.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
News guy Matt, we miss him sometimes on the morning show.
Me too. He used to share this side of the counter with me.
That's right. Isn't that microphone, that vacant microphone, kind of a sad thing sometimes?
It is a sad thing. I miss Matt the News Guy. I was very happy for him yesterday, though, because he did share that he received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One and done, baby. One and done.
He's walking up and down the hall yesterday saying, J&J, one and done, baby. And I'm like, did somebody win the Yankees game yesterday? Who's J&J? I don't even know. So finally, he comes into my office and he says the same thing. One and done, J&J, baby. So I'm thinking Steve Jones show on WKOK.
Nope.
I'm like, what are you talking? He goes, Johnson & Johnson.
The vaccine.
And he goes, he pulls up his sleeve. I got my shot.
You know what, though? I probably would have been that jubilant had I not been suffering horrifically after my second shot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you would say, I could have used a one and one, baby. So I said, well, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
And he says, and this is what Matt says. Only
oh,
Matt.
Boy.
He says, well, to tell you the truth, I feel like I've had a few beers.
Oh,
so,
really?
So I said, is that why you're walking up and down the hall saying J&J, one and done, baby? He's like, no, I'm a little dizzy.
Ooh.
So I said, okay, well, take it easy.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got
be
a long
careful.
Day, take it easy. But, you know, isn't it like a thing that's going on now? People get their vaccine and they're like, my mom called me last night. She said, it's going to happen on Thursday.
Wonderful. I think it's very exciting. And I fully support those who want to sort of shout to the hilltops because it's been a long, like, year and a half.
Absolutely. A gymnast at the University of Illinois flashed his vaccination card after sticking a landing.
Same ball as Diab. Oh, and he sticks a landing. Not sure what that is.
I think it's vaccine.
Vaccine card? Whatever it is, if that's what it takes, sign me up for one of those cards.
See, now that has gone viral. I think everybody should start doing that.
All right, this might be inappropriate, and I apologize in advance.
What?
Where was he keeping it?
What?
Like, the outfits that you wear for gymnastics, whether male or female, like, where was it? Did he, like, tuck it into the tank top strap?
Just hope it was under a wristband. Okay.
Something. Like, he did the vault and stuck the landing and then happened to have the card on him.
So here's what I want. I want it in all sports now. Some guy cranks a home run. Instead of the controversy of bat flipping, he just lets go of the bat. He reaches in his back pocket.
Moderna, baby.
And he flashes, you know, Pfizer up, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a great thing.
If you flip that M upside down from Moderna, it means the win. Winning.
W is for win. Very good. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Ridiculous. 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
Today's show is brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now in a no more tears formula.
Perfect.
And a cotton swab that smells like baby powder.
There you go, Matt the News Guy. Enjoy. All right. Mark the News Guy is on the way next. Rob the Sports Center and Steve with the AccuWeather forecast. Coming up next hour, we got to talk about vanity license plates because I love them. Right?
You do.
I love them. I know they're pompous. Call me a car snob. I don't care. I drive a hopped-up Mustang, and my license plate number is T-Stang, okay?
Which is fine. You do you, Bo, if that's what you want.
I got an ancient Jeep Wrangler that I'm restoring. I just got my vanity plate.
Oh, did you? Finally?
It's TJOO, and it's for Wrangler TJ 2000. It's a 2000. The Jeep is 21 years old.
There you go.
So I could offer just about anybody a vanity plate, but check this out. Coming up next hour.
I can't believe we're going to talk about this.
And coming up next hour, we're going to talk about in Colorado, they're going to auction off a select list of weed license plates.
Here's the thing. Colorado's making hand over fist when it comes to the ganja. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like they have found a money train and hopped on, and they're just cruising.
You're absolutely right. The auction ends 4/20.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. Honest details coming up. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
So Laura got a new SUV. Yay!
I did indeed. Well, the husband got a new job and we lost the company car.
I hate when that happens.
Right?
It's happened to me more than once.
Oh, man, yeah. That free vehicle went away.
So,
but I will say, it has been fun test driving a whole bunch of vehicles mm-hmm. all across central Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I am happy with my choice.
There you go. And so the first thing I say is, how does it run? What does the interior look like? No, you're going to get a vanity plate? Because that's the way I roll.
You're so weird about these vanity plates.
Yeah, it's
you
just
really
become
are.
A thing.
It's a thing. I'm not into them.
Okay. So I get Laura to log on to the PennDOT site yesterday.
I did. Indeed.
And I said, now.
It's still up. I have it right here.
Okay. So I said to her, you can go to this registration thing and you could test to see if your vanity plate idea has been taken in the state. So I said, you have the best last name in the world. So just make your last name your license plate. People will pull up behind you and say, good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I guess that's a good person that's driving the
Remember,
car. That's a good-looking car.
Good by name, great by reputation.
There it is. So you couldn't fit Washaleski good on that license plate.
No. I so believe you can choose up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, there you go.
8 letters or numbers you can pick.
So my hopped-up Mustang says T-Stang on it. My 2000... rebuild project Jeep Wrangler TJ says TJ 2000 on it, and people always say, what is the TJ for? And I say
Jeep.
Tom's Jeep, but it's not, it's the model number is a TJ.
TJ.
So I thought your car was good on it. Now I thought I would get pushback. You get onto the website and you're starting to like it.
Well, okay, so at first I was like because it's too identifiable, and then I worry about like people, I don't know. Vanity plates, it was always like, as a female, it's like, well, you don't want to be targeted. Like, then everybody knows exactly where you are and whatever.
Yeah.
So I sent the picture, though, of the one that I created to the husband, and he loves it.
And we crossed our fingers, and he ends up liking it.
He did. He was like, ha, great idea.
There it is.
So I don't know.
So you still don't know if you're going to pull the trigger.
No. Well, the other thing, too, is I'm going to call PennDOT out a little bit on this one. There's this huge thing that's going to take 5 to 6 months
to
produce and mail a vanity plate.
Oh, I know that. Because it used to be 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, and then wasn't it a whole thing? Like,
it
with
was
the
a
payment?
Whole year.
It, like,
yeah.
Like, it got all messed up.
It took
up
a
with
year
yours.
To get my plate, and it said 6 to 8 weeks on the website. When I complained, they changed it. So that's why you're
so
getting that.
I don't know. I guess they're still, you know, operating under COVID measures, which is fine.
Yeah.
But 6 months to stamp a plate? Come on now.
I like when it's your mistake, they need you to correct it right away. When it's their mistake, they say, hey, we're operating under COVID operation here. That's what the lady told me. I said, so am I. I go to work every day under COVID operation. Where's my damn license plate?
Mm-hmm.
So they finally did send it to me. But imagine living in Colorado, where they were groundbreaking in legalizing marijuana and all that. And now they're auctioning off plates that everybody wants. Vanity plates like bong, herb, hemp, ganja.
Uh-huh. I knew ganja was going to be on this.
I mean, it's incredible. And they're going to auction them off. When? 420.
Of course. I'm sure that there's one that says 420 or ganja 420 or herb 420.
Yeah, you mix it up. Mix
all these
and match
different
it.
Combinations.
Yep.
To me, that is just smart state-level governance right there. That's smart.
Here's my favorite, and you're going to understand this because you're a South Park fan. But those listening this morning, maybe you don't get it, but they're also auctioning off the license plate Tegrity.
Tegrity Farms.
Tegrity!
Tegrity Weed.
There it is.
From Tegrity Farms.
Oh, man.
Made with a little Colorado Tegrity.
Colorado Tegrity right there.
Again, I feel like we're really behind on this. I'm not saying or advocating for the usage of marijuana. However,
However,
there is money to be made for the state that then, I don't know, could be dumped into our schools and our roads.
That's
filling
right.
a couple of potholes or two. That would
pot
be great.
Holes. Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Right?
But I'm saying that back in the old days, if you were getting a vanity plate, they'd say, like, careful what you put on it. If you have a hopped up Mustang
wow.
and your license plate is like speeding, you know, the cop is going to follow you, right? So what about license plates ganja?
Well, they do weed. Have, so in Pennsylvania, they do have a do not issue list
right.
of like unacceptable configurations.
Yes, they do.
And there are newly ones all the time. But,
exactly.
I mean, if Colorado's okay with it, good for them.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The local celebs we call birthday buddies on the way. There's only one musical birthday today, Laura.
Who is that, pray tell?
The other guy. Not the guy we know. The other guy. Listen.
Never close your
I love this song.
Wait, who is that singing?
Kiss your
Small Notes.
No. Who is it singing?
I don't know.
And there's no tenderness like before.
The guy with
is
the low voice. What's his name?
Is it Tom Cruise in Top Gun?
It could be. But then
or
here's
Cruise?
The other guy. Oh, that's Daryl Hall.
So it started out, it was John Oates?
Yeah, there you go. The guy nobody knows when it comes to Daryl Hall and John
Wait
Oates.
For it.
You lost the birthday buddies. Don't lose the birthday
buddies. Sing it, Tommy.
You lost that birthday buddy.
Now it's gone.
Gone.
Happy birthday, John Oates. He's 73 years old today. He's the other guy. He was very important in the early days of Hall & Oates, but when they started cranking out hit records, John just kind of stood in the background and did the back vocals. Very cool.
Why are we so ridiculous?
We are?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we are, but it is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
You thought we were going to sing again, didn't you? No. Happy birthday to Allison Weaver. She's 43 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Andrea Criswell from White Deer, 52 today.
Angie Heim from Sunbury is 39.
Brandy Margell turns 44.
Happy birthday to Bryce Snyder, 22.
A very happy birthday to Courtney Benner, turns 25 today.
Deanna Bayshore from Milton is 48.
Elizabeth Miller from Sunbury turns 40.
Happy birthday to Jamie Allen, 57.
A very happy birthday to Jamie Bolick from Mifflinburg, turns 39 today.
Kristen Strauss is 17 years old today. Happy birthday.
Lee Winters turns 49.
Melissa Brown from Norrie is 56 today.
Nicole Shelley turns 49 today. Happy birthday, Nicole.
She used to work here?
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
From
hey,
Richfield.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
There you go. Makes nice jewelry nowadays. Tammy Zosh from Coltmont is 53.
A very happy birthday to all of the WKOK users who have messaged in without information.
I know, without giving us your name. Why? We ask why. Checking the text club, we have nobody on there, but it is a Wednesday at the Wash. We'll talk about that later.
We have a couple of birthdays. A happy belated birthday to Sean O'Dell. He turned 38 years young on Sunday. That's from his family, his lovely wife, Sierra.
There you go.
Also, looking at the 94KX Book of Faces. A very happy birthday.
You lost the birthday buddies.
Hello, my son is having a birthday, April 7th. Could you share it on Birthday Buddies? His name is Kinsley Erb, and he will be double digits, 10 years old today.
Yay, happy birthday there, bud, because you are a birthday buddy. Everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every week, weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Thomas.
Yes.
You love some breakfast cereal in the morning, correct?
Correct.
Did you ever think to save the boxes?
No, for what?
Now, you can save the box tops for schools.
Yeah,
lots
I've heard
of schools
about
in
that.
The area do that.
Okay.
But this school in particular down in South Carolina wanted everyone to save the whole boxes.
Okay.
Because apparently there is a world record for setting up cereal boxes like Domino's.
What?
It's great. I wish the rest of them would have gone down, but that's asking an awful lot. That's really tough, but this was fantastic. Lots of excitement about it. We're as happy as we can be.
Our class was, like, so elated, cheering. We probably could have shook the whole building down because we were just so excited.
Oh, gosh, my heart dropped when it kept on going around the turn. There really aren't many words to describe how happy I felt once we broke the world record, especially because all the class was elated and very, very excited.
So let me get this right. They still broke the record, but they all didn't fall down?
So they set up 6,153 boxes. That's what they were hoping would fall.
All right.
But it stopped at 3,730. That's still 300 more than the previous record. Here's the best part of this whole story.
All right.
All of the boxes of cereal are being donated to a local food bank, and that's enough for right around 40,000 bowls of cereal.
That's good news.
Up next, with all of the recent attacks, unfortunately, on Asian Americans,
mm-hmm.
a woman in New York City offered up $2,000 on Venmo to anyone who felt threatened and needed a cab ride home.
I said, look, I have $2,000. If you need a ride, just charge me on Venmo. People who are donating are people from all across the nation, across all races, ethnicities, and they just sent me messages saying, listen, we really want you guys to be safe too, and we're donating so that more people can take rides in the city.
That's a good thing. That's good news.
Here's the best part. In 2 days, she raised over $100,000.
Which started with her $2,000.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And all she did was post it on social media. This just proves that social media can be positive.
And there are good people out there with good news.
Last but not least, someone realized that their kiddo left their very favorite stuffed animal somewhere inside the Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City.
Oh, no.
So they posted about it,
mm-hmm.
contacted airport staff. They tracked it down. But first, this is so cute. Google it.
Okay.
The dragon went on an adventure in the airport.
Oh, like those things kids do in school.
Yes. They posted pictures of him having snacks, getting a ride to Southwestern Airlines, also getting a bottle of water, going through security, and then sent it back. And that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Your quest for the Castle Station, Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Proud to be our sponsors. You may get your shot coming up. We're not supposed to say, but let's just say it could happen coming up.
It may or may not be occurring after 8 a.m.
There it is. We didn't tell them when.
It may or may not be.
But don't call now. This is the hottest thing going. Family vacation for four to Disney? It could be yours from 94KX.
Quest for the Castle.
I just like the way you say it.
Can we please have theme music? We need some theme music, but we don't want to violate any copyrights.
Yeah, I think there's some legality there.
Can we use something from like Legend of Zelda or something? You know what I mean? Like very, very like...
very. Very throne sound.
Yeah, something.
Maybe we could do that. We'll have our legal team check it out, but
okay,
most
great.
Likely there will be a cease and desist letter in the mail and
whatever.
Hey, here's something people seem to be messing with, but it's funny. Our viral comedy cut. What if the Simpsons, you're going to enjoy this, the world traveler. What if the Simpsons was a British show?
That would be interesting.
What would it sound like?
Ah, Bartholomew. Out for another day of whimsical japes.
Do not have a cow, Father.
No, we no longer have a cow. But we still have our pride.
Do we, Father?
Quite.
Homer, the wind's got the head of yon statue of Winston Churchill.
Why are you diminutive?
Why are you diminutive?
Well, Marjorie, the boy is dead. Eat your flag. The Simpsons.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
I don't know. Never mind. It's not as funny. Sorry.
Don't have a cow. We don't have a cow. We sold him. It's like, all right, let's keep the Simpsons in America.
Cowabunga?
Yeah.
Homer Simpson could only be American, seriously.
Because in England, how do you say, don't? It would be more like
I don't know.
Doe.
Quite.
A deer. a female did.
No, no, no. That's Julie Andrews.
Oh, sorry. News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob the Sports Center. And AccuWeather.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Say that Quest for the Castle thing again.
Quest for the Castle.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What's that correct caller?
That correct caller this morning is caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Woohoo!
Woohoo to you. Who's this?
Angela Kurd.
Angela, picture a family vacation for four to Disney.
That sounds amazing.
It could be yours, Angela. You're qualified.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Angela, thank you so much for listening this morning. May 21st is that grand finale at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the Quest for the Castle.
This is your wake-up checklist. Coffee, shower, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready.
94KX. Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're home for Quest for the Castle, powered by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Quest for the Castle on 94KX. You got some Disney stuff. This is a cool looking
actually,
list.
Actually, yeah, this is a really fun question, particularly as theme parks start to open back up. Now, Walt Disney World has been open for some time now, but in California, Disneyland was not open, and it is again.
And you really do have to remember there's two of them with different names and Disney in World, different states.
Disneyland. And then also, I believe, I think internationally, because there's Disneyland Tokyo, there's then Disneyland Paris, and all that. I'm not sure about those, but at least here in the good old U.S. of A., Walt Disney World is opening back even more, and then Disneyland opened again.
Pretty cool. Tom and Laura's top 10 list.
The top 10 favorite rides for adults at Disney World.
All right, number 10.
Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Actually, that ride is so cool.
See, I wouldn't know. I've never been to Disney World.
It really
Disneyland.
Is. Yeah, no, that one's neat. That one's really, really neat.
Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Sounds like something you do at a party on a Friday night.
Yep, a lot of these tend to be, it looks like, in the Magic Kingdom. Disney fans, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. Number 9 is the Carousel of Progress.
You don't ride a horse? You ride some progressive...
I'm actually not sure what that is. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, number 8.
Number 8 is Avatar's Flight of Passage, which I have not had the opportunity to visit yet because the Avatar part wasn't open last time
I visited. Of course, it's Avatar. It's going to be hot. Number 7.
Dumbo.
Good old-fashioned Dumbo.
Where you just go up and you fly, like the flying elephant. You ride in a circle. It's great.
Yeah. Dumbo the Flying Elephant, like just a circular ride.
Give us that audio again, Thomas.
I'll tell you what. I'm thinking
I actually really love the nostalgia. It's a Small World comes in at number 6.
Only number 6?
Yeah, that one's a classic.
Yeah, okay. So is Dumbo. He came in at 7. But whatever. All right, moving along.
Number 5, Splash Mountain.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That's a roller coaster.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Very cool. Does Johnny Depp have anything to do with this?
Yes. He does. Oh, absolutely. He's in the ride now.
So he's making money on
this, too. Haven't you ever seen that viral video where he, actually jumps out and surprises people? Now, that was out at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But at Disney World, they have him in there. They added Jack Sparrow.
Like, just like a robot of him or something?
Yep. An animatronic.
Yeah, one of those kind of things?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Oh, boy.
I love this one. It's so cool. The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, okay. They have a Haunted Mansion there?
Mm-hmm. They do indeed. And it's the coolest one ever. Seriously. There's nothing better than the Disney. Well, the Knoebels Haunted House, actually.
I was going to say, they got a Haunted House, too.
That's very, very true. The Knoebels Haunted House is good, but the Haunted Mansion, I mean, is pretty cool.
All right. And the number one adult ride at Disney.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. That sounds like the 4 years I went to college. I don't know.
Do you know what my favorite adult ride at Walt Disney World is?
What's that?
And it's actually not a ride at all.
Oh, boy.
It's something my dad and I do anytime that we go there.
Okay.
And it takes place in Epcot.
Okay.
And it's a walking ride.
It's a walking... Okay.
It's a walking ride. So you have to walk to participate in this attraction.
Does it have to do with international beverages?
You drink around the world, friend. It's the only place that you can do it in about 8 hours or less.
How did I know this? News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Don't forget, Quest for the Castle
is only here from Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
On 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
Okay, we got sunshine and clouds mixing it up. A great day to wash the car, or as we like to say, Wednesday at the wash.
Our pal Butch at Ultimate Express Car Wash knows a clean car. Washmydirtycar.com, but make sure that also you are a member of the 94KX Text Club, because you could win a $20 gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express with three locations down here on the Strip, Danville, and up in Belltown.
That's right. Text the word WASH to 49330. Right about now. Just do it now. And you'll be entered to win a $20 gift card from, what do we call it around the scenes here? UEC. The first time I saw it, I was like, what? UECW. I thought it was like a
Ultimate
union.
Ultimate Express car wash. There it is.
There it is. All the details at WQKX.com.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And Sam Tyler tonight. There's your lineup at your Quest for the Castle station. I like the way you say it better.
Quest for the Castle.
You should be one of them voices in video games.
You think?
You could be like Queen Laura or something. We must defend the Empire.
That's right.
Yeah,
we
something
must.
Like that.
Stormtroopers, assemble. News team, assemble. Sorry.
Okay.
My bad.
We always like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
You know what? I found this one. It doesn't really have anything to do with what we were talking about most of the day today.
National Beer Day? Nothing?
No. I tried, but it's okay. It doesn't always need to be out drinking.
You are correct.
So,
yes.
Happy Wednesday, fam.
All right.
Dream big. Live courageously. Communicate honestly. Be mindful. Act with kindness. And spread love today and every day.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.